Chapter 4. I solemnly charge you before God and Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his manifestation and his kingdom. Preach the word, be at it urgently, in favorable times and difficult times. Reprove, reprimand, exhort, with all patience and art of teaching. For there will be a period of time when they will not put up with the wholesome teaching, but according to their own desires, they will surround themselves with teachers to have their ears tickled. They will turn away from listening to the truth and give attention to false stories. You, though, keep your senses in all things. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelizer. Fully accomplish your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my releasing is imminent. I have fought the fine fight. I have run the race to the finish. I have observed the faith. From this time on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me as a reward in that day, yet not to me only, but also to all those who have loved his manifestation. Do your utmost to come to me shortly. For Demas has forsaken me because he loved the present system of things, and he has gone to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Bring Mark along with you, for he is helpful to me in the ministry. But I have sent Tychicus off to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak I left at Troas with Carpus, and the scrolls, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me a great deal of harm. Jehovah will repay him according to his deeds. You too should be on guard against him, for he opposed our message to an excessive degree. In my first offense, no one came to my side, but they all forsook me. May they not be held accountable. But the Lord stood near me and infused power into me, so that through me the preaching might be fully accomplished, and all the nations might hear it, and I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every wicked work, and will save me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Give my greetings to Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed in Corinth, but I left Trophimus sick at Miletus. Do your utmost to arrive before winter. Eubulus sends you his greetings, and so do Pudens and Linus and Claudia and all the brothers. The Lord be with the spirit you show. His undeserved kindness be with you.